Hi, welcome back once again, Trade Show University. We're on to step number 6, and we've really spent the time thinking about our trade show, planning this stuff out. Now it's time to start putting some stuff into action. And so now we want to talk about bringing our message to life. Step number 6, bring your message to life. So I want to look at some of the different marketing media and how we can bring our message to life in those areas. The first thing that I want you to do is really think about your target prospect, and I want you to bring them to life a little bit. And so it's important to remember that these are real people with real lives. You know, they've traveled to your trade show. Okay, they're leaving the office. They're leaving their family. They're devoting 3 days of their life, or 2 days, or what have you, to this particular event. So they're going for a reason. And it's important for you to really think about who they are and think about why they are coming to this show. So what I like to do is try to create kind of a fictional person to build my messaging, to think about when I'm building my message. So this is how I do that. So if we think about your target prospect and we go, you know, my target prospect is typically in his mid-40s. He's a sales manager. And he's probably married, and his challenge and task is keeping his sales team motivated, following up with his leads in a timely fashion. He's got a boss who is really driving him and pushing him to meet sales goals, and so I really want to get into the mind of who my prospect is. And it sounds kind of silly, and when I talk about this, a lot of times people think, well, you know, some of my prospect, they're kind of all across the board. I mean, that's fine. If your prospect really is all across the board, then this may not work for you. But I think most of the time, you can find a lot of common traits that your prospect shares. And once you've kind of created this profile of who they are, when you think about your message and you think about bringing it to life, it really all comes back to that profile. You are communicating with them. So when we look at our booth, the goal of our booth, our trade show booth, and our graphics is not to express all the information about our product, to not have all the technical specs, to not tell the whole history of our company on a back wall. Because like we talked about before, they're only going to give you 3 seconds. They're not going to read it, okay? The goal of our booth is to connect with our prospect who's walking by. So if in my case, if I said he's mid-40s sales manager, his boss is really driving him to get sales numbers up, he's having a hard time getting his salespeople to follow up with leads in a timely fashion, my booth should communicate with him. Say, struggling to get your salespeople to follow up with leads in a timely fashion, we can solve that problem. That's all I need the booth to do, is just to connect, communicate with my prospect quickly. And this same lesson applies to the other channels that we're going to use, whether it's social media. You know, if we have a video, we take this same concept in depth. You know, that may be our USP for the show. I'm freewheeling with you here right now, but if I said, we guarantee that we'll get your customers to follow up with sales leads at 100% rate on time within 30 days or your money back, guaranteed. You know, I'm using the example, let's say I sell a software that manages the lead process. And our software will assure a sales manager that his salespeople will follow up with leads in a timely manner. And so my USP is that I'm going to guarantee that your salespeople will follow up on these leads. So everything that I do is expressing that USP. So I've used the booth to grab his attention. Hey, are your salespeople not following up with leads on time? That could be it. That could be the full part of our trade show message. Or maybe I use Twitter to do that in the conversation. You know, struggling to get your salespeople to follow up, learn how. I bring them to a video on YouTube. If I have a hospitality suite, maybe we've got an expert who's had years of experience in sales management, and he's in the room. So the idea is people have come up to the hospitality suite, they get free food, and then the idea is, hey, after you've gotten your free food, you get to sit down with our expert for 10 minutes and talk to him about the challenges that you're having, the struggles that you're having. He's been in the role that you've been in. He knows what it's like to have pressure from your boss. So all these things tie together. And so whether you're sending out a postcard, an email, whatever it is, you're communicating with your target prospect or prospects in this way that conveys to them, you understand what they're going through. You know the challenges they face. And guess what? You can solve it. You can solve the problems for them. And that's what bringing your message to life is all about. These prospects don't want to hear the specs on your software. They don't want to know that your business is family owned. They may want to know that at some point, but in the beginning, they just want to know that you understand them and that you can help them solve their problems. So if you focus on your target prospect and really think about them, then I assure you, you're going to have no trouble at all in bringing your message to life. Well, I'm having a ball with you guys. This is a lot of fun. Can't wait to talk to you next time. Let's keep getting ready for this trade show.